Roe v. Wade shade, Susan Sarandon under fire from Democrats for not supporting Hillary Clinton in 2016. By Paul Bois on May 4, 2022. Leftists have been raking actress Susan Sarandon over the coals on social media in the wake of the leaked Supreme Court decision signaling that Roe v. Wade could be overturned. Susan Sarandon became persona non grata in leftist circles during the 2016 election when she refused to endorse Hillary Clinton and remained steadfast in her stance against the Democrat establishment. It wasn't a protest vote. Following Bernie wasn't a protest. She told The Guardian. Well, I knew that New York was going to go for Hillary. It was probably the easiest place to vote for Stein. Bringing attention to working class issues is not a luxury. People are really hurting. That's how this guy got in. What we should be discussing is not the election, but how we got to the point where Trump was the answer. I did think she was very, very dangerous. We would still be fracking, we would be at war, if she was president. It wouldn't be much smoother. Look what happened under Obama that we didn't notice, she added. Now that the fruits of former President Trump's three Supreme Court picks appear to have come to fruition with the latest document leak that could mean the end of Roe, Sarandon's name began to trend on Twitter once again as leftists blamed her for the situation. Sarandon's name began to trend when she blasted Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, for using the leaked document as get-out-the-vote rallying cry in the midterms. There is one and only one way to preserve hashtag Roe v. Wade and protect a woman's right to choose, and that's to hashtag vote blue in 2022, tweeted Swalwell. A lot of good that did in 2020. Dems are going to use this to fundraise and get you to vote for them again despite sitting on their hands for the last 2 years. Instead of actually standing for anything, their only strategy is scaring you into voting blue, she responded. Can everyone all at once tell it Susan Sarandon to sit this one out? She's caused enough trouble. Us real progressives will take it from here, he replied. Some people did come to Sarandon's defense and blame the Democrats' current problems on the establishment. For her part, Sarandon used the attacks as further fuel to blast the Democrat establishment.